Old Berman, with his red eyes plainly steaming, shouted his contempt and derision for such idiotic imaginings. "Was," he cried, "is there people in the world mit the foolishness to die because leaves they drop off from a confounded vine? I have not heard of such a thing. No, I will not pose as a model for your fool hermit dunderhead. Why do you allow that silly pussiness to come in the brain of her? Ach, the poor little Miss Yonsi." "She's very ill and weak," said Sue, "and the fever has left her mind morbid and full of strange fantasies." "Very well, Mr. Berman, if you do not care to pose for me, you needn't. But I think you are a horrid old flibbertigibbet."
"You are just like a woman," yelled Berman. "Who said I will not pose? Go on, I commit you. For half an hour I've been trying to say that I'm ready to pose. God, this is not any place in which one so good as Miss Yonsi shall lie sick. Some day I will paint a masterpiece, and we will all go away. Good? Yes."
Chauncey was sleeping when they went upstairs. Sue pulled the shade down to the window sill and motioned Berman into the other room. In there they peered out the window fearfully at the ivy vine. Then they looked at each other for a moment without speaking. A persistent cold rain was falling, mingled with snow. Berman in his old blue shirt took his seat as the hermit miner on an upturned kettle for a rock.